This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, November 30th. Well, it's the last day of the month, and we have first notice day today for the December contracts. Got a few deliveries, Chicago 1,236 contracts in Chicago wheat. For Kansas City, we do not have any. And for December corn, there are 308, so not much there to speak of for corn. But we could see a little bit of pressure in Chicago wheat because of these fairly large deliveries in that particular month. Otherwise, we had the market being fairly quiet. In fact, Chicago yesterday was trading an inside day. Kansas City and Minneapolis did stretch a little bit further to the downside, but barely. And it, again, was a fairly quiet day. We saw a similar action in corn, which was a very quiet session yesterday. Started out a little bit firm, but couldn't quite hang on. And markets backed off and closed just around unchanged. So again, very narrow range, quiet trading session, and not much to speak of in either direction. But I think once the deliveries are behind us and we get a better look at what we got going on in December, I think the markets will pick up a little activity at least for a week or so getting into December. But then as you get closer to Christmas and New Year's, things just really quiet down. So I kind of expect we'll get a bounce here, especially in wheat, after we've had such a notable sell-off, pretty close to those major support levels from mid-August. And I would think the markets would hold there, and we'll probably get a little bit of a bounce before we just settle into a small trading range and very quiet trading as we get closer to the holidays. We do have some export demand picking up. We've got Pakistan tendering for 500,000 tons of wheat. The lowest offer so far is Russian at $372 a ton. That's cost insurance and freight. In Turkey, it looks like they bought 455,000 tons between $330 and $340 a ton. Interesting note out of Poland. They're reporting that they're helping Ukraine export grain, and they're saying that it's up about 50% over what they were exporting during the summer. And it's around 450,000 metric tons per month that they're helping Ukraine export. And it kind of makes me wonder if that's not the wheat that we're buying, because Poland by itself is not a big wheat producer, nor are they a significant exporter of wheat. But the U.S. has bought on at least two different occasions Polish wheat that's coming into Florida. And I wonder if that's not Ukraine wheat just making its way through the Polish borders. So that would be pretty cool if it is, but that's my guess, because again, you know, Poland is just so unusual to be buying wheat from them, but not that unusual that we would take it from Ukraine. And Ukraine's, you know, being fairly aggressive with their FOB offers. In fact, they're notably below Russia. Normally they're neck and neck. So Russia still being able to dominate world trade simply because they have such an edge, and it's easier for them to get grain out of the country. But Ukraine is undercutting in price, at least. It just is much more difficult to get the grain out of the country. We did have crop condition ratings yesterday afternoon. That is the last one that we're going to get for this season. We're looking at winter wheat and good to excellent at 34%. That's up 2 from last week, and it's the best number we've seen since plantings began. Poor to very poor was down 7 at 26%, so definitely a shift in the condition of the crop as it heads into dormancy. For Texas, they're sitting at 29% poor to very poor. It's down 20 from last week. A good to excellent is up 2 at 21%. Oklahoma, 24% poor to very poor, down 17. And good to excellent is up 8 to 31. Kansas, poor to very poor is at 43%. That's up 3. And 21% good to excellent, that's down 3. So while we saw the Southern Plains get a nice boost in condition ratings, Central Plains, and of course Kansas, by far the biggest producer of hard red winter wheat, still sliding in the condition ratings. In Nebraska, we're at 39% poor to very poor, that's down 1 from last week. 20% good to excellent, that is also down 1. Colorado's at 38% poor to very poor, down 14. Good to excellent is at 30%, that's up 10. South Dakota, 29% poor to very poor, that's down 3 from last week. Good to excellent is at 27%, that is down 5. Montana, 11% poor to very poor, that's down 5 from last week. 44% good to excellent, that is up 14 from last week. So setting the best of all the states as far as good to excellent goes. And most of that's in the good category. But nevertheless, getting a nice bounce and a jump up in the condition ratings before it too really settles into dormancy. So I think the market, you know, from a technical standpoint, we've had a pretty good flush to the downside. Clearly the market is finding some support here. I don't know that we're quite done with the downside. I would expect as long as we're down here, the market's going to try to make a push to at least take out the low from mid-August, just to see what kind of stops are there. But if we don't, I still think that we're going to settle in right here in this level, this whatever range we get here, the 10-20 cents from where we are now to where the low is from mid-August. But I think this will carve out the low end of our trading range. The upside probably is about 50 cents above us. So we're not looking for a huge range into the winter, but I do think the market will move around back and forth. Typically, we tend to carve out a low right around Thanksgiving and then work our way higher into Christmas before we get another wave of pressure into early January. Usually that comes on cash pressure from a lot of farmer selling. And I would expect we're going to get that in wheat, corn, and soybeans. We have not seen a lot of farmer selling this fall, especially at harvest when we typically do get a bunch. So those on-farm storage bins are full. And I'm guessing a lot of that is for tax reasons, and plus very poor basis levels at harvest. That has improved significantly over these last couple of weeks. We are seeing FOB offers come down a bit, transportation costs alleviating a little bit. So we're seeing some balance come back in there. But I think with an improving basis, once we get into a new tax year, you're probably going to see farmer movement pick up, especially for corn and beans, but likely for wheat as well. So I would expect the first couple weeks of January, we'll see some pressure, which is normal. But in the meantime, I would think the market's got a pretty good chance of getting a, you know, 40, 50 cent bump up in wheat as we head into the Christmas break. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.